One of the challenges many people face in getting a handle on their money is a lack of confidence. Confidence in their skills, confidence in their willpower, confidence that they can actually change their lot in life. One of the ways to build confidence is to listen to stories about other people who have walked a similar path and been successful. Monica DuPont is the founder of Strive, and one of the things she's working on is gathering and presenting some of those stories. She joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Why are stories so important?
I think they're really important. I think they provide real insights into how people approach their money. They speak to the journey. We often look at others who seem to be doing well financially, and we see the external cues, right? So we see the dinners or the trips or the nice clothing, but we don't really know their savings account. We don't know their credit card balance. We don't know how stressed they are about retirement or how comfortable they are. And so stories really provide a perspective and an understanding of the behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah.
They're really important because they help understand how people have navigated there, what have been the costs to getting there, what decisions have been made, and why people made the decisions they made.
On the Strive site, you've got many, many examples, and I want to go through a couple of them. First off, Rohan. Someone who was new to Canada, had an education, but still had many hurdles in his way to overcome. So tell us a bit about his story.
Yeah, so Rohan's a really great story. He came to Canada. He pursued his master's here, so he's educated in Canada. And he was really interested in the field of social entrepreneurship. And this is a new field, right? So he's creating employment for himself. So entrepreneurship is hard in any area. You're juggling lots of balls. You have lots of hats. It's a lot of foundation building. And so with Rohan, he was dedicating his resources to that. He's married. He has a new child. And so his brain is at full capacity. He really had not spent a lot of time figuring out his finances. And so he had credit card debt of $30,000. And he'd gone to the bank and he'd asked for better options. But because he was an entrepreneur, so he didn't have a stable income, and because he was new to the country, didn't have credit, he really couldn't get much beyond the high interest rates of credit cards. And so he was told no, and so he just focused on building his business. And so he came to one of my earlier workshops. And through some discussions, we talked about the need to push the banks and to go back and find a different manager or find a different bank. So he did that, and he was able to get a lower credit card. So still credit card, but lower interest rates. And then he also qualified for a loan product from Borrowell, which had lower rates.
What do you think are some of the lessons that a reader would take away from that story?
I think from that story, there is the most important lesson for me is the need to problem solve on an issue. So if you're told no, and it's still a big issue, you have to find another solution. So you can't just ignore it and continue working on other kind of revenue sources or other challenges that you have, because that's not going away. So he was paying minimum payments at over 19%.
Wow.
He could increase his business income significantly. He still needed to deal with that problem. And so figuring out how to bang your head towards a solution is really important.
One of the populations that you work with Strive are people who are dealing with a whole bunch of circumstances that Rohan wouldn't have. Maybe it's job loss or mental health issues or, a lack of education that presents them with fewer job opportunities. How do you include or be a catalyst for problem solving for people with so many other hurdles to hop over? Mm-hmm. And maybe not the intellectual experience or I'm not sure what the word is, to actually problem solve in that way.
Yeah, I think the first thing for problem solving is understanding where you want to go. So, I've read all your Mulala stuff, and it's very much around live the life you want to live, right? So where does someone want to go? And when you know where you want to go, you can start to think about how to get there. What are the different paths of opportunity? So Patricia, another individual in one of the stories, she was an artist. She studied art, and she recognized that wasn't a very highly paying field. And so she wanted to be more stable. She maneuvered towards interior design. But she didn't. It wasn't easy to get a job. So she set up a system where she emailed a bunch of firms and offered 10 weeks of free internship. So she did that. That was how she broke in. But her first salary was $27,000, and she had to move back home to do that. And she's now maneuvered towards between $80,000 and $100,000, and put down a down payment for a house. But that took a lot of work, right? So when individuals are in lower income echelons, they have to understand what the big barriers are and how they can maneuver. So for her, it was finding a job within her field and building a career there. So I just need to get one. I'm going to work for free for 10 weeks as a way to do that. Right. So that got her to the next step.
These stories that we're talking about live on your site, but you also integrate them into the workshops that you run. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So the workshops are really, they're an offline way for people to engage. And the value of peer-to-peer engagement, or let's say facilitated peer-to-peer engagement, is that you get to understand the tactics that others have used, what's worked, what hasn't. There's as much learning in the failures as there is in the successes. There's no reason that we should repeat another's failure, right? So individuals get to share those stories, and it also creates a sense of I'm not alone. So it creates a community of individuals kind of working towards their goals and a sense of accountability. So we set goals at the end of each session and kind of recap them and try to set up mechanisms to reinforce behaviors of resiliency.
Sometimes stories don't have a happy ending. I don't know if you know, but Disney does not actually run the world. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really important. Happy endings aren't always there in finance, and it's a long journey. So you could have someone who has millions of dollars in equity and loses it. Right. And you can have someone who struggles financially and builds up a lower economic but yet stable life that they are happy with. I think what's important is to be really respectful and to try to extract the learnings from everyone's journey so that we could share and value that journey for what it is and use it to help others so that we can increase the overall success.
These stories are at
www.letsstrive.ca.
Let's Strive. Monica, thank you for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Monica DuPont is the founder of Strive.